Welcome to the teaching ministry of pastor, teacher, and healing evangelist, Billy Burke. Today, our pastor has a special word just for our partners. Now, here's Pastor Billy.
Today's subject matter is removing the mixture that's on the inside of you. I have some faith, but I have some doubt. I have some love, but I have some hate. You know, I have some, you know, that mixture that really weakens your walk. Remember, anything that has mixture weakens you. Anything that has no mixture, it's called an absolute. It gives you power. So God wants to remove mixture from our lives so that we're not weakened as we go through life, but we get stronger. When we have some of the world and some of the kingdom, we remain weak. When we have kingdom only, we become strong. That's why the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. They're the ones that's going to see God work here and see God work there. You can have this and you can do this. It starts by desiring. And as you desire this, oh my, then God begins to send in the people and the circumstances and the experiences. He just begins to release. When he finds a believer that's excited, you know, to have that mixture removed, because it's whenever you come into these fiery trials of life and there's no absolutes, because, you know, yeah, God heals, but does he heal all the time? Yeah, God can get you money, but all the time? Yeah, God can make you strong, but all the time? And sometimes we just really don't realize the scope, the depth, the height, the breadth, the width of the faithfulness of God, how faithful he is. Here's a great story here today. It's found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14. It's about Peter when he walked on the water. It says, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if that's you. Why would he say, if it's you? Well, they had never seen Jesus in a storm. They'd never seen him out there walking on top of the water. You know, sometimes if you notice, you know, in anything in life, it can change with the circumstances changing. That's why whenever they say, if you're in real estate and you're buying a house, look at it at nighttime, look at it in the daytime, look at it in a storm, because it looks like a different house when the conditions are different. They never seen Jesus in a storm. They never seen him walking on the water. And so Peter's saying, is that you? So we have to learn how to recognize Jesus in every one of our situations. We have to learn how to recognize him if we're here in this situation where we have lack and little. We have to learn to recognize him whenever we're hit with a form of sickness or disease. He looks different in church every Sunday than he does on the waters of life. And he said, if it's you, bid me to come on the water to you. And Jesus said, come. Now, I want you to see something here. There was communication between Peter and Jesus. Peter just didn't jump out of the boat. He wasn't just some all the time impetuous Peter. No, he took a step and he communicated, if that's you. He wanted a clear signal. Jesus gave it to him. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. If you want to say anything and shout hallelujah right now, he walked on the water. You know, so many times we hear this sermon preached and we don't realize how supernatural it is because we know the story. I tell people sometimes in our meetings, I say, if you think this is so easy, go home today, fill your bathtub up with water and try it. Let's try some of that. Go down to the lake. If you live by the ocean, go out and just step out of the boat. He walked on top of the water. He went off of terra firma and he walked on water. What's the significance of water? It's unstable, the Bible says. There's no solidification to it. And in the natural, you sink, but not this day. He's on top of that. Well, amazing. And Peter, not Jesus, but Peter, his follower, is walking on this water to go to him. But he took his eyes off of him, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Fear began to creep in. He began to sink, and he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Immediately, not next day, you know, not He didn't scold him. He didn't yell at him. He didn't rebuke him. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And he said unto him something interesting. Oh, you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? Jesus was acknowledging that within one man, there was both faith and doubt in one man. He wasn't all faith, but he wasn't all doubt. He had that mixture. I'm going to say that again. Right here in this particular verse, it says, "How, O thou of little faith," so he's acknowledging faith, "wherefore did you doubt?" He's acknowledging doubt. Unbelief is when you don't believe at all. Doubt is when you do and you don't. Some days you do and some days you don't. You know, and faith is just when you do. You know, and great faith is when you do frequently, and fully persuaded is when you do all the time. There's a progression to our faith that God has every intention on His side of the deal of getting us into that Abraham kind of faith, where we come from a stage of waffling to a stage of, you know, I'm fully persuaded, as it says in Romans chapter 4 here. So it's very important here that as Peter takes his eyes off the Lord and Jesus really diagnoses him as a disciple with mixture. I think many of you are listening to me and you can relate to that. And if you're in that stage, then just know that God has a remedy for you. He has a remedy for Billy Burke. And that remedy is to help each of us get that mixture out of us and to become more purified. When you go to the store and you buy purified water, in your thinking is they did more to it than just taking it out of the tap water or out of a well. They put it through some kind of process to remove some of the harmful chemicals so that your body could benefit from the properties of that water. And God has every intention of purifying you, purifying myself, purifying everybody that's following Him. And it should be happening just by some form of osmosis. But how about if you cultivate? I mean, how about if you really on purpose begin to get more intricately involved into this purifying process that God can remove this mixture out of you. You know, I mean, when Lot's wife came out of Sodom and Gomorrah, she was out of it, but it wasn't out of her. So many come out of the world, but the world is still in them. And God works with us. He works with us to get that refined and delivered and sanctified and washed and etc. But it takes some cooperation. You and I, we can be way more purified than what we are. And that's whenever, I mean, that's when the unexplainable takes place. There's levels in this glory. There's levels in this walk that we have. Sometimes we don't always step into the fullness of what's available, because we just don't let Him work on us to the extent that He wants to work. Remember, before God can work through you, He wants to work in you. Philippians 1:6 says, He who began a good work, not through you, He who began a good work in you. What is that work? That's the work of grace. That work of disconnecting you from wrong and connecting you to right. Giving Him, you know, I mean, that's why the Bible says, you know, commit your way to Him. And He'll bring it to pass. God has to have your green light, your yes word, to navigate you the way He really wants to. Oh, does He have some amazing things for you? Anyhow, getting back to this story, we see this mixture that was in Peter, and Jesus called him on it. And it was because of the mixture that he couldn't continue to walk on the water. Yes, with mixture, he was able to walk for a while. With mixture, he was able to do some great things for a while, temporarily. He wasn't full-time yet. You can't fight a full-time devil as a part-time Christian. Let me say that again. You can't fight a full-time devil as a part-time Christian. You know, you and I have got to sign up full-time for this. I don't mean full-time going to church. I mean, that's great, but I mean full-time letting church work in you. Letting the work of the Holy Spirit work in you. Hearing, believing, singing, shouting, surrendering, meditating, You know, getting into these promises, the Bible says, that will make you a partaker, Peter says it, of his divine nature. But it takes a full-time cooperation, a yielding, you know, on purpose living, out loud on purpose living. And there's nothing that's being kept from you. It feels like that a lot of the time. But it's this mixture that's holding us back. What do they say? Rat poison is what? 99% sugar and 1% arsenic. 1% kills the rat. It don't take much of some serious poisoning, like a cyanide. Like, you know, that's what happens whenever that mixture isn't right. The power of balance is shifted. And sometimes we don't even realize it. And our confession isn't working properly. And, you know, our worship isn't piercing the darkness. It's not because we don't love God. It's because there's a mixture in there that's keeping Him from showing you the fullness of His power. And He wants you and I, He wants you and I to be more purified than what we are. So He just works with us. I mean, He is so faithful. He's so patient. He's so amazing. That's who God is. But at some point in the journey, He's hoping that we decrease and He increases. That's where that power comes. That's where presence comes. We decrease. Because I can only sing so many songs. I can only know so much. So there has to be some form of purging for me to attain to a deeper, higher level. I just can't keep singing songs. I know so many verses. I do all of that, but there's something more that He wants. What does He want? Less of me and more of Him? How about none of me and all of Him? How does that happen? It happens by purging. That's what 2 Timothy is all about. I think it's verse 21. It's about being a vessel of honor. What is that? If you read those few verses over here, it talks about purging and how you can be a vessel of an old clay pot, or you can be something made out of this earthly, or you can become a vessel of honor. You know, that vessel that's crafted out of expensive minerals and jewels of the earth. The fine china, so to speak. That stuff that you have reserved for special guests. You know what I'm talking about, that sterling silverware, that pitcher that has your initials all over it, those kind of things that are set aside for special days, special people. God has you designed to be a special vessel. He does. You say, with what all I've been through? Yeah, with all that you've been through. Yeah, you can get back on track. You can make a U-turn today. What has to be different, though, is your willingness to let Him come in and remove some of this mixture. It nullifies the Word of God. It breaks the trust factor. See, this whole book is based on trust. What can God trust Billy Burke with? I'm far from perfect. I mean, I've come a long way. Still have a ways to go. I'm amazed at some of the things that the Holy Spirit and Billy Burke are still working on, but they're being worked on. I never want to live a lie. I never want to be somebody that I'm not. Yet I want to be everything He's called me to be. Don't you? Don't you feel like something should be taking place more than what it is? You have to let God. That's why the Bible says, let God arise. Let Him. Let Him rise up in you and take over more of you. It's a form of surrender that replaces all this labor out here. There's so much we do and do and do, but if we don't reduce, if we don't eradicate, if we don't purge, I believe purging is a secret. Because you remove occupied space of wrong thinking, occupied space of wrong talk, occupied space of wrong relationships. Sometimes you can just get happy because you're alive, you have some money, you're pretty healthy, things are pretty okay, and you just think, hey, I'm doing better than I've ever been. That's not the question. The question is, how much of Him possesses you? The Bible says every man ought to know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. He came into you to possess you. That's why the Bible says it's a dangerous thing to fall into the hands of a living God. He's a consuming fire. So speaking of these, that's how purging takes place. That's how this mixture is removed from us. I'll tell you how this mixture is removed from us. I mean, we can say, oh, God, get this out of me. But oftentimes, it doesn't quite happen that way. I love Ephesians 5:26 right here. That the washing of the water of the Word of God. Every time you read this Word, you read it, if you think it, if you speak it, if you read it and you think it and you speak it, no matter what subject, you could be reading in Leviticus. I mean, you could be reading on He Dad Beget, Who Dad Beget, They Dad. I mean, you could be, it is holy, it's anointed, it's powerful, and it washes you. It washes away mixture. That's what Hebrews 4:12 says, what the Word of God is alive, it's active, sharper than any two-edged. It separates soul and spirit, joint and marrow, thoughts and intents of the heart. I can't go down there and do that. I can't go down there and do all of that. Just like when I take a vitamin, I can't do what that vitamin does, but I have to trust when that vitamin goes down inside of me and it reaches a peak point, something is released. Vitamin B, you know, vitamin C. Especially today, we hear a lot about vitamin D. And as you swallow that, or in some cases an aspirin, or if you're on some form of medication for pain, you take that, and then once it's in you, what do? You trust that it's going to do what it's supposed to. You don't go down there and do it. You can't help it. You swallow, and you just wait and trust for it to do what it does. That's what the Word of God is. Once it gets in you, just wait. Just be patient. You'll begin to see that Word down there just separating, rewiring, breaking. It's incredible. You got the fire of the Holy Spirit in Revelation 3:18. Jesus was saying, ask of me and I'll give you gold tried by fire. There's a fire from heaven. There's a fire that goes through the life of a believer. John the Baptist said, there's one that comes after me and he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He was talking about this fire from heaven, this passion, this fire that goes through a believer and separates you from what you can't separate yourself from. Some things, for whatever reason, we're just connected to it. We can't seem to get rid of it, can't seem to release it, can't seem to leave it go. But when you surrender that yourself to that fire from heaven, He goes through you and begins to purge and separate you from that which is interfering, that deadly mixture. And finally, we have the cleansing of the blood in 1 John 1:7. He's able to forgive and cleanse. This is the cleansing stream from heaven, from the blood. I love these verses because when you read the Bible, you know, when you talk about the blood, when you sing and you worship, it isn't just when you're done, it's over. All of that heavenly virtue goes on the inside of you, goes down the inside and begins to work His wondrous ways. It touches organs, touches blood pressures, touches generational curses. I mean, we are what we eat, not just in the natural, but also in this thing called the kingdom. Man shall not live by bread alone, right here, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So this mixture is real, and depending on where you are today, I don't know how significant, I don't know the balance of it, but I do know that as you let the Holy Spirit work, if you let the fire of God come in you today, you know, if you just continue to read and meditate on these scriptures, you know, as you continue to worship Him and presence comes in you. Yet, when you're done with all of what you just did, it's not done working in you. You walk away, but something has been released down inside of here. And it's the Holy Spirit. It's the Word of God. You know, it's the person of Jesus. And what are they doing? They're detaching you from mixture. And you're becoming more and more like Him. thinking like Him, talking like Him, acting like Him. It's a lifelong process, and boy, is it exciting, because there's no other way to get rid of you. Everywhere I go, I try to get rid of me, and I follow me everywhere that I go. If I go to an island, there I am. If I go on a plane over here to another country, there I show up with me. There's nowhere that I can go to get away from me. But here, if I can let this work in me, there's stuff that gets disconnected and separated that can't happen any other way. Father, I pray today for our partners and our friends. Oh, that they would just not panic because they see the mixture. That they would not get discouraged because they see the mixture. God, I pray that show them today that the balance of power is about to change. That as they acknowledge the working of the Holy Spirit, as they acknowledge the working of the written word, the prophetic word, as they acknowledge the working of God in your wonderful, mysterious ways, that there is separation coming. Refining is taking place. And that mixture is being removed. I thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
For more information about this and other teachings by Pastor Billy, please call 1-888, the number 7, and the word HEALED. Or in the Tampa area, call 813-287-2116. The mailing address is Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. That's Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. Or you can look us up on the web at www.billyburke.org.